I want to welcome you to the Good News Jesus Christ.org. I'm Martin Williams. Today we're going to be continuing the synopsis of the book of Romans. We're in chapter 4. Abraham is the point of this chapter. And Paul starts off with Abraham talking about, was Abraham justified pertaining to the flesh? Of course not. Justification didn't come from works for Abraham. It says that Abraham believed God through faith and it was counted to him as righteousness. So it goes on to say that it's the faith that justified Abraham. And it goes on in the next section to talk about how Abraham, whenever he received the promise of God and God justified him as righteous, that he was justified as being righteous by believing God while he was still uncircumcised. And God gave him the seal of circumcision as the seal of righteousness there, but he was uncircumcised. And Paul goes on to make the point that this way he could be the God could be the God of the uncircumcised and of the circumcision, and those that follow Abraham's steps by faith, of course. So he's using Abraham as an example, saying that Abraham was justified believing God by faith even while he was yet uncircumcised, and yet God gave him circumcision as a sign, as a seal of righteousness. But it was for this purpose, to give us this understanding, this revelation, that he is going to be the justifier of both uncircumcision and circumcision, as long as they follow the steps of Abraham, which is believing God by faith. And it goes on in chapter 4 to give the examples of how Abraham believed God. And it talks about Abraham while he was yet old and dead, that God was going to bring life to him and a seed and different things like that, calling those things that aren't as though they are. So we have that aspect of faith right there on what God does, and the glorification of the gospel of us being spiritually regenerated by declaring us as righteous. So when we're born of the Spirit, we come into Christ, God declares us righteous, calling those things that aren't as though they are. You know, in the appearance, it you still have this flesh and stuff, but God declares that you are righteous. He declares that you are a spiritual creation. So he's using Abraham here as an example to kind of give a little bit more context to this idea of the circumcised and the uncircumcised both being justified by faith, and God being the same God of not only the Jew but of the Gentile, and that they must both convert to faith to be justified, and God is just in everything he does, because the law confines all underneath sin, and wrath's coming as a result of those that don't receive God's long-suffering, his forbearance, and showing his goodness for people to repent. And if they come to him, whether they're circumcised or uncircumcised, it's got to be through faith. And he's one God that justifies both the Jew and the Gentile, and uses Abraham here as an example to show that Abraham was declared righteous by believing the gospel beforehand, even while he was yet in uncircumcision, to be an example that God's not just the God of the uncircumcised, but the God of the circumcised too, whenever they follow the footsteps like Abraham by believing by faith. So so he uses this as an example for them to understand here in Romans who he's actually addressing. So I hope that this synopsis helps you. I'm Martin with the Good News Jesus Christ.org.